House Bill 1064, an act to require certain boats documented by the United States Coast Guard to be registered, to revise certain provisions regarding the numbering of boats, and to allow Game Fish and Parks Commission to establish a fee for a temporary boat license.
Correction, it's House Bill 1046. Has had second reading, is up for final consideration. Comments, are there further any remarks? House Bill 1046. Representative Richter.
This is a bill in regards to the people that have out-of-state boats that come to South Dakota and are unable, and has to deal with fishing tournaments, and the Game Fish and Parks introduced this bill. It's a darn good bill. I would yield to Representative Abdallah over there, who woke up from his nap now and is ready to go.
Speaker.
Representative Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. Now that I've rested, I can really talk about this bill. This is basically a house cleaning bill for revenue and the Game Fish and Parks. Presently, out-of-state boats come in for fishing tournaments and other activities that are sponsored by out-of-state dealers and sporting goods firms, and are not licensed and stay in the state sometimes for periods, lengthy periods. All this bill provides for the department to issue temporary license for 10 consecutive days for a fee set by the Game and Fish. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks, House Bill 1046. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I have no particular beef with this bill, but I'm wondering if this is a precedent that we would like to set. I'm guessing that boats are licensed in other states, as vehicles are licensed in other states. And I'm wondering, philosophically, what is the difference between a 10-day boat tournament and a 10-day Sturgis rally? Will we require those hundreds of thousands of motorcyclists to come in to get a temporary 10-day license for an already licensed vehicle, the way that we are apparently going to require a boat that's been licensed in another state to get a 10-day license? As I say, I have no particular problem with the bill, but perhaps individuals who have an interest in the Sturgis rally might be concerned.
Representative Napoli.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, it's not very often that Representative Olson and I agree on anything, but we definitely have an agreement on this bill, and he may not have any heartburn on it, but I do. In the years that I have been here, a bill of this sort has never cleared this floor, because that Section 5 says to any out-of-state visitor, any out-of-state tourist, any out-of-state person that wants to come here for any event or rally or fishing tournament will not be treated as fairly as they are in any other state. Because read Section 5 carefully, that says a boat owned or operated by a person who is participating in a fishing tournament, et cetera, provided the boat is issued a temporary boat license valid in South Dakota for a period of 10 consecutive days. What that means is that any out-of-state person that wants to come to a fishing tournament in South Dakota is now going to be required to buy a special permit in order to fish in that tournament. What message are we giving to our out-of-state friends? Let's put it into a perspective that we can all be on the same page with. How about our people that come in for the Corvette Rally in the Black Hills? Do we require the out-of-staters now to get a 10-day permit to attend that rally? The Sturgis Motorcycle Rally was a very perfect example by my esteemed colleague to my left. 100,000 motorcyclists required to get a 10-day permit. How about the Airstream guys that come here for a week or two? Do we require now a 10-day permit for the Airstream people to come here and participate in an Airstream rally? A bill like this is not economic development. It is a negative on economic development. It's a negative on tourism, and it sends the wrong message that we ask you to come to our state, but you're going to have to pay extra to do so because the locals really don't want you here competing in their fishing tournaments. this bill may have a good purpose, but this section is not good policy, it's not good law, and it does not belong in the laws of the state of South Dakota. I would ask the sponsor of this bill that if he agrees that they need this bill, I would ask him to strike Section 5. If you agree with what I say about being fair to the tourists and the rally people who have come to our state, then we need to defeat this bill.
Further remarks? Representative Adala.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Evidently, my nap wasn't long enough because I didn't explain myself. With all due respect to Representative Olson and Representative Napoli, the Sturgis motorcycle people and the Corvette people and the Airstream people have licenses on their vehicle. This bill is for boats that come into South Dakota without any license, i.e., sponsors from factory boats, outboard motor companies, sporting goods firms that furnish boats to fishermen to come into the state to enter into our tournaments without any sort of license. And I'm sorry I didn't explain myself, but these boats have no license, and all we're asking is they buy a 10-day temporary permit. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Lentz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll talk on this briefly, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I believe it was 3 years ago, the fishing tournament from Cabela's was here. And during that tournament, the Game Fish and Parks came out during the time in which people were fishing. And if you've ever seen these fishing tournaments, every second to those people is critical. They actually stopped some of these boats during the tournament and made them show registration on the boats. And what the boats are, Representative Abdul is correct. They give these boats out to pro fishermen that come in instead of making the pro fishermen that come to these tournaments bring their own boat. And they'll supply a boat from a dealership. But because of the treatment of these people, I think Pier may have lost a $1 million thing that was here in Pier because of the mistreatment of some of those people. It upset them so greatly. So we have to weigh how we treat people when we bring them into these conventions and things. Maybe this isn't the best way to treat people in South Dakota. Maybe the few dollars you would pick up on a deal like this isn't worth it. Thank you very much.
Further remarks? Representative Richter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I happen to fish in some of these tournaments as an amateur, and Representative Napoli is wrong when he says any boat that comes in from out of state is going to have to get this license. Because if you fish in Iowa or Minnesota or Wisconsin or Kansas or anywhere else and you license your boat, you can come to South Dakota and fish in that boat and not have to buy this license. This is more like Representative Lentz was talking about. There are a certain number of professional fishermen who are the top 10 or 20 fishermen, and we have several of those in South Dakota, who may get 6 or 8 boats a year given to them by the manufacturer as part of their sponsorship fee or their sponsorship dollars. The boat comes from the factory or comes from a rigger where they put the motor and the electronics and all the special gear that they use on them. These are $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 rigs. They're 20, 21 foot long generally. They come on a tandem axle trailer. They use 50 gallons of gas a day. And it's basically unfair. The rest of the boats in the field have all paid their license fees. You're talking about a fairly small number of boats that this particular thing is going to apply for, but it really is just leveling the playing field, if you will. This is a good bill and should be passed. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Gordon Peterson.
We're actually done. I think Richter is correct, and so is my friend Abdullah, Representative Abdullah. These are boats that are documented by the United States Coast Guard. They run these rivers, and they do not have a license. If they know they have to have a license, they'll probably get one when they come into the state, and we won't have this problem of running around chasing them all over the lakes. I think it's good. I think they should pay just like the guy that comes in from anywhere else who has to buy a license in his state, and most of those do have reciprocity. I think it's a good bill and it should be passed, and thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks. Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in support of the bill, and I might add I also fish with Representative Richter in a number of these tournaments as an in-boat professional. But having said that, this is a very simple bill. It's a matter of fairness and equity for those residents of South Dakota who paid for a license for their boat, for those out of state who already have their state license, which we recognize in reciprocity, and the situation for the folks that are fishing in these tournaments, the fee involved is not remotely exorbitant. It's a question of fairness and equity, and I would urge the members of the body to support House Bill 1046 as amended.
Further remarks on House Bill 1046. Does anybody wish to speak before Representative Napoli speaks a second time? Hearing none, Representative Napoli.
Members of the body, I'm not going to beat this thing to death, and I usually don't pop up like a bobbin every time, but something like this really does give me a little heartburn, because what's being said here on the floor is not what's in this bill. It doesn't say anything about reciprocity. It doesn't say anything about the boat being licensed already. It doesn't say that. If you read that section carefully, it doesn't say what these people are saying, what it's supposed to say. If they're going to say it, they ought to put it in the bill. And so I would say, if they want a chance to get that wording right, somebody stand up and move to defer it, and we'll give them a chance to get the wording right, because the wording is not correct. I would ask you to defeat this bill or move to defer it.
Further remarks. Does anybody wish to speak before Representative Richter speaks a second time? Hearing none, Representative Richter.
I'll just touch one more time in Section 2 and Sections 1, 2, 3, and 4 covers what Representative Napoli is talking about. As if it in Section 2, line 4, 5, and 6 basically covers what Representative Napoli is concerned about, that if a boat is licensed in the other state, as long as it's been not in there for 60 days, etc., that it can come to South Dakota and fish on our waters. I'd urge you to vote the bill, and let's go home.
Representative Broderick.
Call the question.
Is there a second? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1046. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on House Bill 1046. The Speaker will remind the body that this requires a two-thirds vote.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 54, nays 14, excused 2.
House Bill 1046, having received two-thirds vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions as to the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.